that. Oops. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Alrighty, then we're off.
See you later.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And what shall we discuss?
Oh, lunch, as always. Okay. Elias, I have a brief question for Anne. She would like to know if you have an advice or something to say about the headache of her daughter.
I would express the suggestion that she practices with relaxation exercises and breathing exercises, and in this also perhaps head massage and to be incorporating sipping some soothing tea, for that will also be helpful in relaxing. There is a situation in which she is pressuring herself, and that is creating this physical manifestation. Therefore, if she can practice reducing the pressure, that will also be helpful in relation to the headache.
Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank you. Okay. Then I will go to the important topics, and when we have time left, then I have short questions. Okay, the big topic for me is, of course, my body, which is the combination of fun and initiation course, I would say. I chose to take this situation like an initiation, and it is a process I'm very aware of, that it is a process. And on the other hand, sometimes I feel like I would now like to know if I'm still on track and so on. So I would like, first I would like to give a brief overview of what happened since the last session we had, okay?
Very well. And also I would inquire of you how you would define your initiation process.
Okay, thumbs up, welcome. Okay, when you gave me the December session or the December advice, my Christmas gift, it was like I have read later, it was mainly reconfiguration of energy. I practiced that a lot as good as I could. I have one point where I have a little difficulty, and I will come to it. And I chose Blue Flash as a like a playground or a practice place, because there are some people where you can practice it very good. But I can practice it from my home base and not with real people in my real life, in quotation marks, which would affect my husband's life. And but I tried it. Oh, I did it, and very good. I'm very good with caring about myself very much. What I have a little problem with is when the other one is, there is one person which called me, he gave me a lot of names, and he was very mean towards me, you would normally say, and And I had a hard time to find positive aspects of him. And I was kind of fascinated. And I was observing myself, what am I fascinating in, and why do I come back specifically to see what this person is doing? And I noticed that I was always hoping for a positive change in him. And I didn't read everything, I just sniffled into the energy and sniffled into it, and I thought, oh, okay, and so. And then after 6 weeks, I completely left Blue Flash, because the place there, I kind of feel like they misinterpret playfulness with being locked in puberty and being locked in rebelliousness, and that's not what I call playful. So that's what happened in the meantime. I'm still struggling with keeping the positive eye on the other people. You know, I can go back to myself, put myself in a fine place and feeling again, and then look at the other, but looking at the other and keeping the other in a positive view, or something I like about the person, it slips away, and there is a kind of struggle in me still, because sometimes I feel like, but I want that this now changes. And if it doesn't, I notice, then for me it's better to just move on.
I would agree. Now, let me also clarify an aspect of this.
Okay.
Let me express to you that it is not ultimately important that you like every other individual.
Right.
Or that you like what they are expressing. And in this, recognizing that you are the physical species that you are as a human being, and the complex beliefs that you incorporate, and the differences that you all incorporate, you will encounter individuals that may be very different from yourself, or may engage choices that are very different that you would not imagine engaging. And in that, you may not like the other individual. You may not like their behavior. You may not like what they express. And that is not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It is acceptable to allow yourself to dislike certain components. It is not necessary for you to struggle and attempt to find some aspect of another individual that you can view as positive, or that you can like in some manner. That is not necessary. What is significant in those types of situations is, as you expressed, the other individual was expressing in a manner that you perceived to be mean or unkind. Now, in this, as you all are continuing to incorporate your own beliefs and your own preferences and your own opinions, it is not necessary for you to like what the other individual is expressing. But what is significant in that is generating your own ability to see another individual's expression, evaluate that you do not necessarily like it, but also to move beyond merely the assessment that you do not like it, but that you do not agree with it, and why you do not agree with it, which is not necessary to express to the other individual, but to know it within yourself. And in this, I would acknowledge you, for I would acknowledge that this is what you are doing, recognizing that this is the other individual's perception, and it is their opinion, and it is their expression. That does not necessarily mean that it is true. And it may be their perception, but that does not mean that it is absolute. And your perception is different. Therefore, in situations such as this, it is important to acknowledge your own perception and your own truth, and to not allow the other individual in their expression to be affecting of you by not personalizing whatever the other individual is expressing, but merely viewing it as their expression, and that for you is not valid. And subsequent to that evaluation, allowing yourself to generate the choice that is the most comfortable for you, which is not necessarily to continue to engage such an individual. I will express that the reason that you may have been drawn to re-engage briefly in curiosity in relation to how the other individual may have been expressing is moving quite in conjunction with what I am expressing now. It is not strange or odd or bad to incorporate that type of curiosity where you already know how another individual expresses and you already know that you do not agree with it and you dislike it, but that you continue to express somewhat of a curiosity as to how they are expressing. It may not necessarily entirely be that you wish or you want or you hope for the other individual to be changing their expression. Yes, I agree there is an element of that. But another factor in that is also to reinforce yourself, to re-acknowledge yourself, and therefore reinforce your own strength of your own perception, that this will not necessarily bother you, for you are recognizing that you do not agree, and that in your perception, what the other individual is expressing is not correct. But that it is not important also for you to correct them.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. I did some experiments. I tested it what happens when I do this? What happens when I do that? Is there repetition? Yes, it is. Okay, da 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 da. I've studied. I'm done. I study a little more. I'm gone. Okay, guys, change the subject. The time is running. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, my body. You gave me the inner landscape exercises. Then I had, first I had a good phase, then there was a lot of sadness coming up, then there was the period at my job where I had to work all the time, and I couldn't allow myself to give away any little bit of energy because I had to work all the time. That was an exceptional situation. And so I ended up pausing with the exercises. And then there was the blue flash phase. And I kind of joined into allowing my free flow. And sometimes I did the exercises, sometimes I didn't do the exercises. And the sadness thing is not so intensive currently. What is difficult for me still is quieting myself. It's like I'm waking up and I want to start my day and I want to do and I want to go out in the garden or want to go to the job and I say, hey, but I want to heal my body, I want to change my body and I don't need to do this. I need to do these exercises, and somehow I want to do them, and somehow there is a part of me that tries to escape them, and there is for me this big question above it all. On one end, there is allow yourself, excuse me, the free flow, allow yourself the free flow, and on the other side, there is these exercises and so on, and Peter had given me the one sentence, go to the place where the universes are born, which is a nice sentence, but not so easy to do. And so what I really want is, I feel great with allowing my free flow and going into the garden and fine-tuning myself and doing the exercises whenever I feel this is good. Now I'm doing it and they are getting finer, I fear. I go to places like Mars or Thailand, and the movements of my body. I mean, one is the inner landscape, and the other is the experiential visualization. I find the experiences are good. Sometimes I get the hang of it, and other times I just one sentence and there is one association and boss, I'm gone again. And but what I kind of really like and why I booked this session is I want to have this power to make it happen. I feel like a little chicken in an egg and I'm knocking from the inside against the shell of the egg. And I want to break through it, and I want to be powerful and make it. I don't know if you get the image, but it feels like I feel like in a too narrow place, and I want to widen it. I want to having the power to do it, to really simply do it, no matter if I do the exercises. Or if I just do plants in the garden. And then there is another topic connected with this. There is this philosophy, I call it, which is called Advaita, non-dualism. And there are some people saying, there is no one doing anything. And this is in contrast to you are creating your reality, and this is an ongoing topic. Who is the I which is creating, and so on. And we have been talking about this a little bit already. And so this allowing it to allowing it to unfold like naturally and giving up the desire to change anything at all, versus I design it and I focus and I like laser-like pinpoint the energy and direct and create, and all this is a big, yeah, big, it's everything in one big bowl, and I'm, wow, and now you.
Let me express to you that perhaps it may be more beneficial to you in expressing your own free flow to incorporate the exercise in conjunction with engaging physical actions, such as your garden. You express that you enjoy generating the inner landscape with another planet. This is an interesting concept, for perhaps you can engage both actions simultaneously. It is not necessary for this to be so rigid or so narrow. You can awaken and be energized and want to engage your garden and planting, and you can generate your inner landscape with an outer landscape. You can combine the two of them. In this, perhaps you may be planting flowers, and each group of flowers may be a different group of planets.
Uh-huh, nice.
And in this, the movement and the working with the soil can be translated or incorporated into rearranging energy that is associated with your body. Therefore, you can use the components of the inner landscape together with the physical components of the outer landscape in your garden. In that, you are actually engaging physical actions also. Which would be more of an enhancement of the experiential visualizations, rather than imagining yourself to be experiencing. You are actually engaging your outer senses also in your garden, and therefore you are involving your body consciousness in an active action.
Okay. One of the reasons why I like to be living physically from morning to day to evening is because it makes me feel physical. When I'm in my mind, when I'm sitting on the computer and da-di-da-di-da, then I forget that I'm paralyzed and everything. But when I am active physically, then I notice my limitations, which kind of boosts my desire to move forward, to focus again and to move forward. And this is, I perceive it, and I have decided and designed it to be helpful. And this is what I call part of the initiation process. I experiment and I notice what works, how, in which way, and so on. But for me, the whole situation is I take it as a growth offer. And there is this question again: how do I kind of intensify the whole thing? I want to, like, boost it.
I would express that a manner in which you can boost the situation in your terms,
yeah,
is you can engage these actions in whatever you do. In similar manner to the suggestion with the garden, you can translate that into whatever you are physically doing. Incorporating the imaginings and the inner movement with the outer movement, even in relation to other individuals. Perhaps an individual that is somewhat distressing or irritating to you that you actually interact with in your job, so to speak. You can initiate a game with yourself in which now this individual becomes a space storm. This individual is an intense and violent space storm, but that space storm can be very stimulating. Therefore, you can also incorporate yourself as being in the path of this space storm, which you are if you engage the individual. Therefore, you are generating the physical action of what you do in your job, so to speak, but you are also simultaneously incorporating another energy into it to enhance it, in which now the other individual is a space storm, and if you move into that space storm, your physical components are being stimulated by that space storm. Another individual may be viewed as a radiant star. And as you move towards that radiant star, it generates rays of heat and light that are healing and that are also stimulating and encouraging. In engaging several actions simultaneously, you are actively engaging your own healing process in every situation, not merely in one moment of your day or in one time framework of your day that is set aside for only that purpose, but you are actively allowing yourself to engage that action in every action that you engage within your day.
Good.
Therefore, every action and every individual that you interact with becomes a part of your own healing process.
Very good. The problem, or the challenge, not the problem, but the challenge is, how do I interpret or translate the ideas you give, these attentions? Sounds very good. I have problems with deciphering my messages. Maybe I will have problems, or maybe I will be very challenged to symbolize or to find images for the people or the situations. But I will try. I will do it. Sounds good.
I would not necessarily express that you would encounter difficulty with this situation, especially if you are generating images that are associated with space, for you can be very creative in that. It is merely a matter of feeling the energy, feeling into the situation, and creatively and imaginatively generating what would match the feeling of this energy. What type of physical image would match this individual's energy, or the type of interaction that I engage with this individual?
Okay. Sounds good. I have one question related to this topic from my husband. He always says, the trick lies in not wanting it. Letting it go, not wanting it, then it will happen. Then it can happen. And he would like to know if that's right or a statement from your side.
There is a valid factor in that. I would not necessarily describe it as not wanting, but more letting go, which is what I have discussed previously in relation to diminishing an importance. For even if a different manifestation is important, such as the healing is important, it is a tricky business, my friend, for you can think that you are projecting your energy in the direction of the healing being important, but as much as the healing is important, what must be healed is equally as important. And therefore, there is equal energy moving in the direction of creating an importance in relation to what you do not want, not merely what you do want. That is the tricky aspect of this. Therefore, in what he is expressing, I would say to you that this is actually quite valid. When an individual can let go and not generate the importance any longer in a particular direction that they want to change, it is much easier for that situation to change. And generally speaking, the individual will be much more successful. This is a very difficult expression to accomplish in some situations.
This is very tricky, because if I just give it up, let's say I give up the whole enterprise or the whole movement, then it feels like, okay, or it could be the result of it could be that, okay, if you don't put any energy or direction or focus into it, how could anything change?
But it can.
It's a very tricky balance point of, you know, directing and letting it go, directing and not forcing, and allowing, and everything. And looking, is there anything hindering me? Am I afraid to be a pedestrian again? And if so, why? And all these things. But it's not that easy.
Yes, I agree. And I am acknowledging of this with you, with any individual, it is challenging. And this factor of letting go can be very difficult for most individuals. If you are creating an experience that is difficult and that is somewhat consuming and that seems difficult or almost impossible to change, regardless of what the situation is, it is very difficult to let go.
Yeah, but Elias, if I just let it go, let's say, okay, we will not talk about it anymore, and we will not, I will not engage any exercises or any thinking about it anymore. I'm sitting in my wheelchair and I'm living my life. That's it. And if it changes, then it will, and I would like it, but I will not engage any action anymore. then this is the point to stop. This is the point to not even ask, will then the healing come? Because that is contradictive already.
It is not actually contradictive. For what actually occurs, if you can genuinely let go, it is not merely a matter of, I will not talk about this, or I will not engage the exercises, or I will not be engaging this action or that action. It is not a matter of merely those aspects. It is a matter of genuinely letting go. And when you do that, what occurs is your energy dramatically changes. And in that, it allows you to draw other possibilities that you were not attracting before. For it broadens your spectrum of potentials and possibilities and what you can attract to yourself. For you are not seeking specifics. You have the intention and you know what you want, and if you can genuinely let go, your energy thusly is broadened to seek out many, many other choices and other directions that you can present to yourself. These are the situations in which you will listen to another individual that may be generating some tremendous difficulty in some experience that they are generating, and eventually they become so fatigued with the subject and they are at times even so discouraged with the subject that they eventually genuinely let it go. And when they do, within a relatively short time framework, suddenly they present themselves with some solution or some other choice or some other manifestation that they would not have even considered when they were engaging the subject. And
I understand. I know that. I know about that.
Yes. And it does occur. And this is the reason that it does occur.
Okay, Elias, back to point one, field one of zero. There is this short sentence. This one comes from Abraham. It says, ask and it is given. Like, you say what you want and the universe, or it is created. You are creating it. You can put it into more words, but they put it in these short words, ask and it is given. So, I could say, okay, I want my body to be healed. Point. Period. That's it. That's all I have to do. And then I let it go. And do nothing. And I accept that my body is however it is at any moment. And it may happen or it may not happen. And I'm just following my free flow. And an example, I have changed my kind of diet during the last weeks, and I feel very fine with this new diet and or this changed diet, and I do gardening instead of sitting in front of the computer or whatever, and I'm just following my free flow, and that's it. And on the other end, I have never heard of any person with a broken spine, with a cut spinal cord. This is the difference to a normal disease. Like, there are cells and then they remove themselves and cancer comes, cancer goes, and so on. But this cut spinal cord, which makes the nerve impulses not go through anymore, seems to be a different situation. And I haven't heard of anybody really, because I don't really believe the Kubi version. I haven't heard anybody with like a success in this. So again, is there anything where I am tricking myself to? Oh, I pretend I'm letting it go, but actually I'm using the letting go as a method to achieve and to accomplish. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Now, let me first express to you, my friend, it is entirely your choice which direction you want to engage. You can continue to actively be engaging your own healing and generating methods to express that. I am merely responding to the presentment of your partner's question.
Yes.
That, yes, that is actually correct, but that is not to say that you cannot generate the same outcome in a different manner. But, yes, he is correct in that statement. In association with what you expressed, that you could set the intention that you want to be healed, and then you could engage your natural flow and do the actions that you want to engage and not pay attention to the healing aspect of it and merely express the asking, I want to be healed, and allowing that to occur. There are two factors in that. One is that you expressed, and if it occurs, it occurs, and if it does not, it does not. That is one significant factor. The other is trust.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a matter of if it occurs, it occurs. If it does not occur, it does not. For in that, if you are engaging in the simplest form of what you expressed, I will ask that I want my body to be healed. And I will allow myself to receive that. If that is genuine in its simplest form, that requires trusting that it will occur. Not if it does, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Not that I don't care, I don't mind. I have a clear want, I have a clear preference, and I would enjoy much more this version. This is what I, my estimation, and that is my choice. I want this. It's not that I don't mind, I don't care. This is what it is. Bang. And I trust and I believe that it is possible. And I will do to the best of my abilities whatever it takes.
Yes, I agree, but there, in that one factor of expressing if it does, it does, if it does not, it does not, what you are doing in that statement is you are attempting to avoid disappointment. And if you are attempting to avoid disappointment, there remains an element of doubt. And that is the point.
Do you mean, in other words, me in this situation specifically, allowing is also including the possibility that it could lead to disappointment, because that would again move it towards I don't mind, I'm open to everything, which is I have a clear preference, this is what it is.
Yes, I am understanding, but it is also important for you to evaluate the disappointment aspect of it. I am understanding that the base element of this is not actually whether you heal yourself or not, but whether you can. It is not necessarily whether you will walk or whether you will not. I understand that factor, and this is the reason that you express this direction of, yes, this is my preference, but I am okay. And you have expressed that many times to myself.
Right.
I am understanding that. What I am expressing is that it is deeper than that. It is not a matter of whether you walk or whether you do not. It is more a matter of you accomplishing or not. That would be the area in which the disappointment would be expressed. Not necessarily in the physical manifestation.
Okay. I was thinking during the last days in preparation of this session, I hadn't accomplished much easier things. Maybe I have taken a too big challenge. Maybe I cannot accomplish this, but on the other hand, it's not logical to compare things, because sometimes you cannot compare. And
I would agree. And in this, it is not a matter of comparing. And I would also express that this is not too large of a challenge. It is one that you have presented to yourself, for it is stimulating to you. And you are motivated.
Yes, that's it. I have a question to this, a brief one. If I had taken a session with you during this wild time, several years down the track, 2003, do you think things would have changed my path, and it all wouldn't have happened?
I will express to you, and this is important, and not to be misunderstood with any association with fate or destiny, for neither of those are actual expressions. But this is a very common question, and one that I would express at some point in every individual's existence, they generate this question. If I had expressed this, or if I had generated a different choice in a particular moment, in a particular situation, would my experience, or would my path, so to speak, have been different? Not necessarily. For it is not a matter of fate, it is not a matter of destiny, but remember that regardless of what you are experiencing or what your direction is in any time framework, it is driven by your desire. Your desire is specific, but it is also very broad. And in that, that is a significant factor in relation to energy. And it is important to remember that energy seeks what matches it, and what will be expressed in conjunction with your direction, and it does not distinguish between good and bad. There is no distinction. Therefore, I would express to you that perhaps if you had engaged conversation with myself, your circumstances in your choices may have been somewhat different, but would this particular outcome have been different? Not necessarily.
I thought that you explained, or you said to me that this what I felt so alien to me, what I struggled so much with, was a kind of bleed through from another focus, and I just, then I thought, I just didn't know it. And if I had engaged conversation with you and you would have explained it to me, then I would have had a different knowledge and would have maybe from this different knowledge been able to say, okay, then I will find a way to say, okay, nice that you have been here. Now I want to close the door again, go home. Other focus, the speed through action is done now.
I am understanding, but there are also factors of timing. And in that time framework, it may have been very possible that you could have engaged conversation with myself. I could have expressed that to you. And you may not have been ready to hear that.
I understand.
Or you may not have been ready to engage it.
Excellent. In any way.
Correct. It is a matter of what you incorporate a capacity for in whatever time framework. Therefore, regardless of whether you had engaged conversation with myself or not, it may not have changed the outcome, for the process was already engaged and the direction was already being engaged and was already being set.
What did it open? How did I open the door?
What did it open?
Yes.
It opened a tremendous capacity for you to generate a much greater understanding of consciousness, of yourself, of other individuals, of energy. You have allowed yourself a tremendous opening in information, and it has also created a tremendous opening in curiosities, in exploring your abilities and exploring how strong your motivation can be.
Okay. That's interesting, because actually I wanted to ask, what did invite this bleed through? Why did it happen? And I utterly agree with the answer you gave, and let's leave it at this. At the moment, it's a funny situation. We have very, very little time left, and I would like to see if I have a short question, which is very important for me. May I just check my little list?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, just a brief thing. Things seem to disappear endlessly, but reappearing is not yet happening.
And I would express that this is also an interesting game for you, that you are exploring this aspect of disappearing objects, and this is another curiosity of yours in exploring your abilities. And understand that at times when individuals disappear objects, they do not necessarily reappear them immediately. At times they may not reappear them for extended time frameworks, but eventually you will.
It's a fun thing to getting rid of stuff. I just need to change the stuff.
I would also express that it is somewhat entertaining for you, for you are paying attention to it.
I can tell you, there are two crystals. Heck, there is a second. There is only one left. It is all confusing. Never know what disappeared moment.
But that is the element of surprise.
I can tell you. I can see it's not that. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome, my dear friend. I shall be anticipating our next meeting, and I shall be continuously offering my energy to you in tremendous encouragement with your playfulness. To you in tremendous affection and in great lovingness. Au revoir.